वेलकम टू एवरीवन। इफ देर इज एनीथिंग टू बी शेयर्ड आर टू बी डिस्कस्ड फ्रॉम लास्ट इवनिंग फील फ्री टू।
Expression of, did you say unmanifested life or unexpressed life, right?
Yeah.
So I was wondering if this is what Patanjali calls the drishti, the seer, or other.
Because the drishti is also in expressed, you know, like.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Because, you know, like seer means somebody seeing.
Like the witness. So would that be like some in between state?
Yeah, that is kind of like a, like the witness has also this quality that, you know, there will be like a kind of like little, sometimes there is this volume of like individuality, you know, kind of like witness having like little more volume of individuality, and sometimes it like really slows down and kind of like a, it's not anymore witness but witnessing kind of, you know. And that is kind of like the beginning of, you know, the manifest. And then, you know, other side is unmanifest. Janati, can you hear?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So I think last evening Vasishtha has been talking about anudvega, like this I was yesterday translating as worrylessness. And if you really can experience the worrylessness, it's like a fluidity, you know, kind of like really life runs fluid, you know, kind of really can be said smooth, you know, is right or not. So kind of like a like once you, he was saying, like once you really ride on that fluidity, you know, this kind of thing, then certainly even all the roots of worries, like they somehow they uprooted, you know, they really because the experience of living like that is so that you always say, I don't want to be like I have been, you know, because, you know, I want to be in this place. So then slowly he was saying that even all the roots of, even as possibility, the worries cannot be, slowly when you spend time. And then certainly, like mind becomes your best friend, you know, like, I think, you know, nobody other than mind can be your best friend, you know, like, anybody other than the mind, you know, it's compared to, but once mind is your friend, it's the best friend. So saying like, then certainly mind is your best friend, and like it's not tricking anymore, you know, kind of, as it used to. And then certainly, because he's talking to Ram, so he has to use this language of, you know, winning and losing, because it's warriors, you know, they only know this language. So he's saying, yeah, okay. No, this is like we started a yoga vasishtha. Yeah. So, yeah. So then he's saying, like, you know, as if the feeling is there that as if you have won all the three lokas, you know, earth, under the earth, above the earth, and that's how you feel. And having described this, you know, certainly he could have felt by now, you know, of course, you know, that seems very good, but what to do for that, you kind of, you know, certainly, like, Ram is not asking, but Vasishtha felt that, and he's answering that, he's saying, Dhyayate Hridaya Kasho Chit Chit Chakradharaya Mano Mare Nihsankatvam Pravadhani Na Dhaya. So saying, in order to find your best friend in life, what you have to do, he's saying, Dhyayate Hridaya Kasho. Like, you have to put attention in your heart and putting attention, you will find what chit means, some kind of like a vibrational quality, you know. Like with vibrational quality, it means like the power, you know, like generally vibrational means power, but also chit means power and probably we can call wisdom, you know, power and wisdom together. So saying, if you are attentive on your heart, then there will be this vibrational quality felt, and from vibrational, you know, chit means power plus wisdom together, like in one. And because all the energies, they run like in a circle. All energies, they run in a circle. So he's saying, like, certainly, when you really put attention, you can find this circulation or circulating, like that energy circulating heart. Like in heart, maybe it is like this kind of, you know, this kind of like some kind of round going on there. And there will be a center of that round, because heart, you know, actually heart is the center of that round. So he's saying, like, chakra dharaya, like, you know, there will be heart, probably, you know, circulating this energy. So really, you really have to look, you know, this entering, kind of like entering place from where this circulation is going on. And because like this place will be so energetic, you know, like energetically so full of energy, that of course like, you know, if we know ourselves, you know, like when we are tired, you know, our mind is also tired, you know, kind of like it's really doesn't bother that much. And when we are not, you know, it bothers more. So that's what he's saying, like, because it's like very, very energetic place. So certainly mind will kind of like act more than you know. My mind will be more active, like more pro to outside. So what else you need to do, that you really need to keep mind quiet, because of this all energy, you know, mind will be kind of like almost thinking to go to that peak, you know. Like as soon as you reach this very, very energetic thing, you know, like first thing comes to mind is like, I want to walk to this peak, like this kind of things. So saying, like, certainly, you know, you shouldn't listen, because mind will, you know, give many, many offers. Now you can do this and that and that and that. So saying, like, you shouldn't listen to mind, as well as don't doubt on your not listening. Because many times we don't listen, and then we said, I should have listened, then I would have gone on that peak and seen kind of, you know, the whole thing. Like this, always doubt comes. So saying after this, you know, if you don't listen to the doubts of mind, because mind is like very tricky, you know, it really creates doubt so that we can be pro to mind. So saying, like, if you don't listen to doubts of mind, so then he's saying, like, pravadhan na dhaya. Like a, you know, this entering through the center of heart, you know, this. He's saying, like, certainly it will uplift you, not not put you down. Na adha means like, adha means down. And why he's saying like certainly it will put, because you know, as soon as you enter kind of in the heart, you know, the things are unknown there, you know, like it's nothing you can be sure, kind of like there is nothing which you already know. So certainly there will be, you will be doubting, maybe I'm going backward, you know, like the first thing will come, you know, looks like I'm going backwards, you know, because there is nothing, you know, I read all in all these big books that there will be big light, you know, kind of like it, this and that, and what I'm seeing is darkness, you know, like suddenly, like, you know, the first time you enter is darkness, so he says, like, that's why he's saying, like, certainly, he's saying that, certainly this will be a upliftment, not a, you will not go down, and only later you will find out that you have been uplifted. So far, any questions?
Is it like an energetic thing that is referred to?
This is like the heart, you know. Mm-hmm. Like many times, you know, this in the heart, like there is pain. Like, you know, like I'm just giving one example from that we can understand. And like you really feel pain, but you put your hand here, there, like everywhere. You touch all the body, but you will not find this pain in the body. Kind of the real heart is energetic heart. So he's talking about, you know, like we also have another like physical heart, but he's not talking about that heart. You know, he's talking about this energetic heart, you know, like where. This experience, I think many people have, like you feel really pain in the heart. And if you want to locate, there is no location. Like you can kind of like move like 1 millimeter, 1 millimeter, and like move to all body and you will not find it. So, you know, that energetic heart and finding the center of that and going in, is the kind of like he's saying like this is a good way to proceed to like what he described earlier.
And is it like sensations or is it different?
Because sensations are more emotional, mm-hmm. and they can be felt in body. Mm-hmm. Like this is the difference in like sensation, because the emotions, they have also some part of body. Like the emotions, they are made from the body and energy, like together. And this like energetic heart is not from the body, you know, like only from the energy. So sensations are part of like more emotions, more physical.
Does the energy not stay in the heart?
Energy?
Does it stay in that heart? You know,
yeah.
The energy, does it stay in the heart or does it move?
You know, it really moves. You know, it has its own kind of, you know, identity, you know, like, it you know, it could stay in the physical heart, but it could also move. Like, it has both possibilities.
Is it useful to keep it centered in the heart, or can you just let it fly
around? You know, I think in the beginning it's useful, because just to know, like just to really know this energetic heart, because we can really go in the body easily, like in the beginning. So in the beginning is very, very helpful if you keep in the heart, in the physical heart. But then later, you know, like once you really know to like how to contact, then you know it can be anywhere and you can contact anywhere.
And can it move around without, it can move around on its own?
Yeah. Yeah, it will, you know, it the nature of it is because it's energetic and all energies move. And of course, you know, they can move like at the same place. They can also move, like change, you know, places.
Ajay, I'm not sure. So this is the technique he recommends to transcend the first two levels of the mind you spoke about yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. He's saying like, you know, because he was saying that, you know, you have to really keep your mind quiet. And now he's saying like this will be a good way to kind of, you know, keep your mind quiet, as well as make your mind your best friend. Yes, please.
Does it correlate to Hatha Chakra, or is it a separate?
Yeah, yeah. You know, certainly, like, in the beginning, like, you know, it will be felt in the heart chakra. But then, because heart is also, like, physical, but then, you know, it gets, like, you know, it can move out of that.
Attention to the heart. Can you talk about the quality of attention that you should put to the heart?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you know, there is like one kind of attention we know, attention via the mind. So that will not work in this case. Because it's like a maybe we can call like, you know, connectivity, like instead of calling attention, it will be like more connectivity to the heart. Yeah. Like, you know, the different quality of. Certainly, you know, you have to start through mind because this is what you have, but then, you know, it comes like very deep, you know, from a very deep place. यदि रम्य रम्यते त्वया संवेदित वदा छिन्नान्नेव तदांगानि चित्तस्येति ममिर मम एन लाइक ही सेइंग लाइक इफ यू मैनेज टू मेक दिस कनेक्टिविटी and stay with, like, rammete means stay with relationship, like, happily, you know, happiness is the key of this. So I'm saying, like, if you manage to make this connectivity and stay with this relationship, you know, with this heart, happily, like ramete means like really in a, like not to like many times, you know, in life we are not happy, but we saw a happy face, kind of like, you know, this is like the trick of us, but this trick will not work here. Kind of like, so I say really you have to make this connectivity and happily stay with that, and samvedit vada, like if, like as I said, if you can hear same, you know, like you're saying, like samvedit, like what I said, if you really also have heard same, you know, it's really kind of like he's really pointing out that maybe you haven't heard same what I said. So if you manage to hear what I mean, and if you manage to make this connectivity, and if you manage to spend time happily with that, then he's saying like chinna nev tavangan, like certainly the all the roots of your like above mind and under mind, they will like somehow they will be removed, they will not live anymore, and chittasyeti, like you will come to this friendly mind I am talking to, you know, I am referring to, and certainly as friendly mind as I have, like mamir mam, like certainly you will have as friendly mind as I am having, so saying, you know, like if you manage to listen what I am saying, not what you want, kind of like generally in listening this happens, you know, always we listen what I want to listen, so saying like, you know, if that has happened, if you manage to listen what I say, what I mean, and if you manage to make connectivity, and if you manage to live happily with this new relationship, certainly all what I described has to go, will go, and you will be left with the best friend mind, similar as I have for myself. Because it's like, you know, there is no storage, you know, like happily means, like generally, like it's like in the beginning, you know, it's no juice, like because we always find juice, you know, in dry things, you know, like we have this habit of finding juice in kind of stones, you know, so like when you really reach juicy places, you know, it's no juice anymore there, kind of like because of the habit. So that's why he's saying like happily, you know, because certainly there will be like, you know, you will say, you know, compared to my juices, you know, it's not juicy. So that's why he's saying like, you know, happily, it has to be happily, otherwise like a kind of like a, you know, you will put a kind of persona, you know, like if it is not happily, then merging is not possible. Like if happily you are not meeting, then merging is not possible. You know, it's like a kind of like a relationship which you don't want, you know, like a relationship which you want, you know, immediately you merge, kind of like you really flow into each other, and if if there is a relationship you don't want, you know, it's never, you cannot flow into each other. And this is why he's saying like happily, you know, because it really has to flow into kind of into each other. Like somehow that energy has to flow in this and this has to flow in that kind of. So that's why he's saying happily. Yes, please. Okay.
Just explaining again.
Yeah, yeah.
Like how to
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, like the technique, you know, he's saying, like, dhyayate hridaya kasho. Like, you have to really. I think, you know, make connection to your heart and from there the space of your heart, like not the physical heart, from the physical heart to the space of your heart, and that space will have a energetic realm. And that energetic realm, kind of like all energies move in a circle, so you will find this movement there, and then you have to find the center of that movement, and from the center of this movement, enter in. And then he's saying, like, certainly like a mind will come with doubts because nothing which mind knows will be there. So certainly not to entertain the doubts of mind and spend time with this unknown and then he's saying like if you spend time with this unknown like the what will happen, you will be uplifted, you know, you will move forward, not backward. That's how he's saying.
You say physical heart, you don't mean the organ though, do you?
Like in the beginning, you know. The,
with the organ,
yeah.
On the left.
On the left, you know, like really to connect, you know, in the first, we have to really find the organ, and then from there, this energetic, and then, like, you know, from there, it will be not energetic, you know, in the beginning, it will be like the space, in spaciousness of the heart, and if we spend time there, then this energetic realm will come, and then if we spend time there, then, you know, we can find the same kind of know this entry point, kind of center of that, and entering there.
So it's like the physical, like the organ heart, we don't have to make it beat, it doesn't itself.
No.
So like the energy thing just does it anyway, we don't have to do anything to make
it. Yeah, rest, you know, will be, it's spending really time will, you know, will be kind of, you will see that. You know.
But it's there whether we.
Yeah, kind of is there, you know, like the, all the functions are there, whether we know or not.
So, Ramana said that Hridaya is a bit on the right side, actually. Is this the energetic heart you're referring to?
Yeah, kind of, yeah, there, because it's not like, you know, he would be feeling there. So that's why he said. But it could be felt in different places as well.
Like different people.
Yeah, different people will feel in different places. Like the, you know, the question was, you know, Ramana said that is in the right side. So I was saying like different people will feel this in different places.
Yesterday when I said my heart hurts, is this energetic heart?
Yeah, that heart, yeah. Because you cannot feel in the body.
But it feels like I can feel it.
Yeah, but because it's pain, you know. Then certainly
pain
in the body.
Like, that could be anywhere.
Yeah, that could be anywhere.
Why would you get pain in the energetic heart?
Like, you know, there are like a, because also hearts, you know, have like different kind of sensitivity. Like some hearts are very, very sensitive. So like generally with the very, very sensitive hearts, you know, if somebody is not straight, you know, and you have to be with them, kind of, it's really like a, kind of like, generally with the people you live, and they are not straight, you know, so then, and you have sensitive heart, then you get this pain.
So it's like a reaction to...
Yeah, because it's like somewhere, you know, like you also have love for people, you know, because it's not like only, because life involves so many things. So many, like say 95 things are pro to you, but 5 things are not pro, you know, like it's, everyone has one's own way of living. And then certainly like these 5 things, you know, are twisted, you know. In anybody's life, some things are twisted, you know. That is, it's very difficult to find a very straight person. Like, it's very, very difficult, you know. Like, even people who say I'm very straight, they are not straight, you know. Like, some things are twisted. Mm. So, of course, like, when you have to live with them, and especially, like, in, especially in childhood, you know, that because then you are very straight, you know, you haven't learned all these kind of dynamics of world. So then, this is where you get the pain. I am Moha Idam तन्म एतान मावकम मना तत् भावना मात्रेण दात्रे रेण विलूयते. And certainly he's saying like how to not entertain doubts, like, you know, because it will be not easy, you know, like any doubt, because it's like so logical, you know, so logically kind of built that it is difficult to ignore the doubt. So he's saying like what will be the way. He's saying that like really know that this doubt has a base on my attachment, on my one-off attachment, you know, like on something I'm attached to. And that's why this doubt is being created, you know, like say, if I like gulab jamuns, you know, I have several, you know, logics pro to eat, you know, like although Jaya every day tells me, you know, don't eat sugar, but then I always say, I have been eating this since my childhood, you know. She doesn't know, I know, kind of. I know that I don't know, she knows, but every day I say, okay, you know, because I have been eating from last 54 years, and so far I know it hit hard, but not that much, so I can. So this kind of like logics we always have, like, you know, so like, you know, this, my mind will say, okay, you know, I have been eating last 54 years, and I will not listen to her. Sorry. So he's saying, like, you know, this is like all the doubts will be built on you are something you are attached to, you know, like really. And just knowing that this is my one of the attachment, and this is why mind is bringing this doubt. So, like, if you see that way, it will be help. It will help you to not entertain the doubt. And like in the beginning, it will be difficult to see the link. Like the doubt will come, and it will be difficult to see the attachment, like your attachment. But then he's saying, slowly you will be able to see the attachment, and then, like later, really seeing the link will allow you not to act upon the doubt, and slowly like the viluyate, you know, like the vanishing, you know, slowly like doubt will be removed, not to come back again, you know, like it will come many, many times, and then having found the link, the attachment, and knowing the mechanism of it, like it will be completely removed, the doubt, and there will be not one, you know, several, then something else will come, and then something else. So you really have to work on them like this.
Is doubt, I think, resistance and doubt are really...
Yeah, like resistance is also kind of like a doubt.
I'm just in a simple example. I know, just from a little hint of it, and also from reading and so forth, that the practice of pranayama is quite beneficial. It's more and more beneficial the more you do it and the more time you do it. But I have tremendous resistance to actually doing it. To taking the time and, I guess, sort of staying with the impatience and frustration of it. So I'm wondering here, like in this just kind of simple example, like what might be the link be to attachment? Where is the attachment? Where is the resistance?
Kind of like because like also you have read that, you know, pranayama changes your lifestyle. So then, you know, there is like some attachment to be the way you want to connect, the way you are.
To hold on to it.
Yeah, to hold on to it. Because it's like suddenly, you know, like when you read about pranayama, yeah. It suddenly says that it is going to change your lifestyle.
Yeah.
So something
holding on to
life.
Description
cannot be done without this. You know, like all the language, you know, it's like very black and white. So then, like when you are, when it's described, it's different. But when you practice, it's different, you know. It's like maybe, something in practicing, something else takes over. It's not like here, is memory, memory goes like via road, you know, it's like an earth, and when you practice, you know, it's like a plane, you know, it can really jump off the, you know, like go across this peak. But road, you know, the memory is like a roadway. Then you have to really make several rounds to go up. So, like, when we are practicing, certainly in the beginning, like, we start with the roadway. But then it becomes like a rocket, you know. Like, you know, something is found because of practices in, and which is like so quick, you know, so fast, that you don't have to go always with the road. So this is what happens, like when you have practiced enough, then like this roadway doesn't work there. So that's why when we read, reading is always like this roadway, and when you have practiced and you know the this jaguar or, you know, like it's like that, you know, like you are like in 1 second, you know, it's done. So that's why, you know, in the books that way cannot, like, I think, you know, so far we have not found a language for that, you know, like language is always for this curvy roads way. So all the descriptions, you know, belong to this. And like even like what you are describing, you know, like, you know, you will not find a way to describe that, you know. Because it's like you know, but you don't know, like somewhere. Like you say, I know, but I don't know to tell you. Like, you know, this happens in life that, you know, you say, I know. And when I say, but tell me in Gavi, and then you say, I don't know. So, something like that. So maybe we can have some quiet time.